On the day the AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, reopened for the first time since the shooting, members of AME churches in the Boston area came together to mourn the shooting victims and to show their solidarity. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was at services yesterday at the Bethel AME Church in Boston, where the message was, "The doors remain open."
Reverend Sabrina Gray did not wait to address the thought on everyone's mind as she started the 8 a.m. service. "Let's go back to Wednesday," she said to the crowd. "Let's go back to Wednesday and remember how difficult this week has been." A reference, of course, to the AME church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, that left 9 people dead, from a 26-year-old man up to an 87-year-old woman. Reverend Gray opened the service, but it was Reverend Ray Hammond who delivered the sermon, also wasting little time addressing what everyone was thinking about. He opened by saying the sermon he was about to deliver was one of the most difficult he'd ever had to write. On Father's Day, he likes to be uplifting, to praise men he says have taken up the difficult yet rewarding path of fatherhood.
"But I cannot shake the painful reality of what we've gone through this week in Charleston, South Carolina. I just find myself at times just tearing up."
Reverend Hammond showed footage of the alleged shooter in court, during which family members of those killed said the words, "I forgive you." Hammond paused. "I don't know if I have that kind of faith," he said to murmurs of agreement in the crowd.
"All I can pray is that when the test comes, I can face the gunman and speak calmly. That when the test comes, I would be willing to take a bullet for my elders."
Many at the service say they're still confused about what happened. Noah Johnston says he's not surprised by a mass shooting, but was surprised to learn the suspect spent an hour with members of the congregation before the attack.
"He sat with the people for about an hour. He had an hour to get to know them, get to know their personalities, who they are. Seems they're very nice people, and he still did what he did."
Reverend Hammond says it's possible we may never learn the answer to that question, but he says it certainly won't be the last time members of the community face challenges. But he says it's also not the first time members of that church have struggled.
"He'll remind them that the church was burned down one time, but they built it back up again. He'll remind them that an earthquake shook it for the second time, and they rebuild it all over again. Our God is an awesome God."
That's a sentiment echoed by churchgoers. Denisha Davis says the AME community, despite this act of hate, must be and will continue to be a loving environment.
"It would be wrong to close our doors. It would be wrong to be spiteful, to lash out, to talk about any kind of revenge or retaliation, because that's not what God would want. You reap what you sow, and the only thing we can do is love."
"We declare that we feel you in this place. There's healing taking place."
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.